Good morning, guys. It's Sally Kalin here, relationship coach, healer, and mentor. I hope I am finding you well today. So today's topic that I am going to be discussing is something that is coming up around me all the time lately, and that is women that have partners that seem to be interested in having sex when they feel like it, but not interested in the actual nurturing part of the relationship. So what I'm hearing a lot is, he walks in the door, he doesn't ask me how my day is, not interested in anything about, you know, how I'm feeling, what I'm doing, nothing. And that when he wants sex, he expects me to just roll over and yay, let's have sex, but no. And so what's happening is I've got a lot of women that I'm talking to at the moment that are telling me they don't want to have sex with these partners. They don't want to. Why do I want to have sex with a man who doesn't take care of me emotionally? And this is it, guys. This is exactly it. If you have a woman in your life that is not wanting to be intimate with you, or you find that the sex is dwindled and she's just switching off, I can guarantee there's a high chance that you have plugged out emotionally and you are not checking in with her on an emotional level. Because what we need is, we need the nurturing aspect. I know for me, I was in a relationship with a guy and a lot of our relationship was based around the chemistry. And every single interaction seemed to have an undertone of sex related to it. It was exhausting. I couldn't just have a cuddle with him without some sexual innuendo happening. And yet when I needed him to be there emotionally, he wasn't there. He when I was going through anything, even PMS, he would be very, very not interested and just completely switch off. And it was exhausting, right? Not having that, because we do need to have someone that is there for us on an intimate level. Sorry, I had to get up and walk away. Then the dog was barking and I was like, oh my gosh. So I'm hoping this is still clear recording. So this is the deal, guys. You need to plug into your partner and ask her how she's feeling. Ask her, talk to her, and cuddle her sometimes without having the need to get sexual. I mean, gosh, I would have loved sometimes just to have cuddles. I mean, so many times I thought to myself, oh, I just want to cuddle. But I knew if I said that, then he would think, yes, let's sex. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is so exhausting. Where is the intimacy on a mental level, right? We need to have the mental stimulation. We need to feel loved. And love shows itself in a variety of forms. I mean, what is that? I can't remember. There was a book I read, but it was talking about how foreplay starts in the morning, like from how you wake up and how you're interacting with your partner that whole day. If you're helping her out, are you checking in with her? Are you taking the garbage out? Are you helping her with dinner? Or whatever it may be. And by the time you get to the bedroom that night, there's a sense of love and support, and you feel the need to be intimate with that partner because that's how you feel. But if you have a partner that, you know, walks in, doesn't speak to you, has got the moods, not happy, whining about this, whining about that, and the only time he seems to perk up is if he's feeling like he may get intimate with you, ew, right? We're like, no. And then they say, oh, what's wrong with you? Why don't you want to be intimate anymore? And they kind of project it back onto us. And I think it was Tony Robbins that said, men need a place, women need a reason when it comes to sex. This is so true, right? We don't want just to be intimate, guys, for the sake of it, generally. I mean, sometimes we do. We can be like that. But you know what? We can self-pleasure, just so you know. We don't need to have that. We can. I mean, as you can, right? But I know, like, it's great to be intimate, and sex is an important part of a relationship. Don't get me wrong, it is. But I think you have to understand that you need to be able to nurture your partner without the need for sex. And then from that, you build on that relationship of the nurturing aspect. And we are going to be so much more willing and wanting it when we know we've got that. And I know, just talking to a number of clients recently, and they have recently left their partners actually, and they were saying one of the things they couldn't stand, they really couldn't stand, and that's strong words, I couldn't stand the way he would just walk in from work, wouldn't even speak to me hardly, and then later that night, come on, let's just have a quickie. It was gross. This is what they say. And this isn't just one person, guys. This is many people saying it. And then you hear the story of a guy that says, she's left me. I have no idea. She's got up and she's gone. And it's like they think she just decided the night before. I'm here to say she's probably been planning that for like months, even years. Because that's what happens. Over a period of time, we check out ourselves. We're not interested in having sex with someone that we know isn't really interested in who we are, right? And you know when someone's interested in you. It's not, it's an energy, it's a feeling. I have had, thankfully, a relationship that is has been healthy, but of course I have had the history of the toxic relationships, and the difference is crazy different, right? And this is why it's really important. So my message today, guys, for the guys, is check in with your partner. And for you ladies out there, I know you're probably nodding your heads going, oh my gosh, that's exactly right. Yep, I get it. So all you can do here is you have the conversation, you let them know. And I know a lot of the guys, I know this partner of mine would get so angry and annoyed. He couldn't just cuddle me. I would try and explain to him, please, can you just check in with me emotionally? Can we? And he would get all moody with me and rant and rave. So sometimes you can't have the conversations. But if you've tried having the conversations, if you've spelled it out and you are still in that stuck situation, reach out to me. I'm here to help you. So don't feel like you have to live through this. If this is something that you are really, really struggling with now, feeling so disconnected in your relationship for a number of reasons, definitely reach out to me. And I would love to hear from you. You can reach me at hello@sallykalin.com. That's my email, or my website, sallykalin.com, on my Instagram. Everything is in my bio there, Sally Kalin. And yeah, let's have a conversation, because I think this is why so many relationships are falling apart. Is literally, it seems to be there's a complete miscommunication about needs and about the nurturing aspect. For a woman, and especially women as we start getting older and we've gone past that so-called, 20s, 30s, even procreation age, you start moving more into your soul self and you change, right? That is the last thing you want, is just someone who wants just the sexual part. Or I don't think they consciously think that, though. It's not like these guys are thinking, I just want the sexual part. Is that it's often unconscious. It's just that they just don't seem to get like what's going on. They're not plugged in emotionally to what a woman needs, and they need to be, right? So guys, you need to plug into her emotionally, and reach out to me too if you need any help with this, because I do coach guys as well. I primarily coach women, but I'm starting to, I've noticed, coach more men, because I think it is, there is a lot we can learn, right? There is definitely a lot we can learn if we're really honest with ourselves. There is an epidemic of people in relationships that are starving emotionally, and there's a lot of broken relationships. And I believe some of these relationships, not the toxic ones as in when there's abuse going on, but a lot of relationships can be saved if there was a conversation about this type of thing and both partners were willing to. And sometimes it's, you can't save any relationship for whatever reason. So that's my message today, guys. I hope that's been helpful. Just shedding a bit of light on the reality of things out there when it comes to relationships. We need nurturing, right? We need to feel nurtured. So listen in, guys. Okay, I'm signing off, guys. I will be back tomorrow or the day after that. I'm trying to do about 3 to 5 podcasts a week. Let me know how you find them. I'd love you to leave a comment, a review, a message to me. And I'm super grateful for all of you. And I am sending you love today. I will talk to you soon, guys.